the show on the road.
Oh, that's the other box? The other box.
Well, at least thank you for real lovely from the kids.
They are really cute.
Spelling errors and all.
I know. You just gotta tease them a little bit, keep them humble.
All right, go ahead and call the meeting to order at 6:08. Yikes. Mara, could you please call the roll?
Yes. Sarah Holmgren?
Here.
Ari Peterson?
Here.
Carrie Case?
Is excused.
Katie Holmland?
Here.
Mark Taylor?
Here.
Heidi Brentuis?
Here.
Okay, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll make a motion to approve February 17th's agenda. Could I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Next, we'll move on to our student representation.
Won't be here yet.
Oh, okay.
At 6:15.
Sure.
The second member of that group will arrive. So okay. If you can just bump that a little bit later.
Back to it.
Okay. Heidi, student representative report. Yep. Welcome.
First off, on behalf of the ASB, I want to take a moment to recognize our school board. I would like to thank all the members of our wonderful school board committee this year for their hard work. We appreciate that you have given up your time and energy to support our school and work towards not only bettering our district, but also our community. Your role is foundational for our schools and students to succeed. Without your willingness to support and assist our school, we would not have the amazing district we do today. Thank you. And that was written by our ASB president, Rebecca Midkiff.
Thank you.
Okay. And on to the report. Sports are going well. The door decorating contest that we held for Valentine's Day last week, the ASB attempted to institute some rules that got a lot of backlash, so we took back quite a few of those rules. I believe they are going to attempt to apply some of those rules next year at the start of the school year, so it's not as much of a big thing when it happens in the middle of the year. The play is happening Thursday through Saturday this week. If you don't have your tickets, go get them from cast members or these. They have them too. Homecoming and senior night all next week. Regions right after that. Seniors are working very hard on college applications and scholarships and all that. And yeah, the high school is doing quite well.
Any questions? Okay, thank you very much. Mara, any correspondence?
None.
Okay.
Except the ones you received on your
hands. Yeah. Yeah. Lots. It's very much appreciated. It's very sweet. Comments from the audience unrelated to agenda items? Okay, seeing none. Comments from the audience related to agenda items? Comments from board members?
I will follow up with last meeting. I had mentioned Becky and I taught the senior class teen mental health first aid. And as of this meeting, all of our students at the high school level have been offered teen mental health first aid. We certified just about 100 students this last round, so it went really well. The kids were really engaged and had thoughtful conversations, and just thank you for allowing us to do that.
Yes. Go ahead.
I feel like it's the right spot. If we could add it to the agenda, or future agenda.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of would like to talk about the school board maybe asking the borough to come up with a incident command plan for, you know, a crisis at the school.
Okay.
Like what happened earlier, the false alarm, but yeah.
Like something just a little more work session between the two, maybe?
Yeah, something. I would like us to discuss it.
Okay.
Yeah, because I feel like I wasn't really happy with how that ended.
Oh, okay.
And I've been mulling it over and thinking about it and doing some research.
Would, wondering if it would be an appropriate time to even add it to, do you want us to discuss it first before going to the assembly or to the board?
Yeah,
or, I
think so.
I mean,
I think
at
we
a board
have to be
level
pretty
before
clear what we're asking them.
Yeah. Okay. So let's consider adding it at the end if we have time. I mean, I think we've got a lot on our agenda tonight,
yeah,
but I it definitely might be worth a work session at the minimum and maybe even a regular board meeting agenda item. Would you be comfortable with that?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll maybe talk about putting that on a future agenda item or a work session. Maybe we can think about it as the meeting goes on this evening and talk a little bit under future agenda items, if that would be. Okay. Okay, any other comments from board members? Okay, we'll move on to our consent agenda, which is our monthly accounting bills, payroll, electronic funds transferred, fundraising student activity summary, and our P-card statements, as well as our regular board meetings, personnel action report. I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda. Could I have a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded by Kari. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none. Mara, could you please call the roll?
Yes. Kari Peterson?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren?
Yes.
Mark Taylor?
Yes.
Katie Holman?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes 4-0. Next, we'll move on to our administrative reports. We'll start out with Superintendent Taylor.
Okay, before I start, Vanessa, are you guys ready for your presentation?
No, not until Talia's here.
Oh.
We can wait
we
for Talia.
We are waiting
for her, but by the time we get to the talking, we probably will be able to do it.
Do you think she'll arrive?
She's running over from dance.
Oh.
So tonight we have two members that are going to be here, Mason and Talia. They're our student council president and vice president. And, you know, we just really like to thank you all for your service to this school. We're really excited to share with you some of the things happening at Stedman Elementary. We have a reading challenge. It's based on the Iditarod. It's just a wonderful thing called the Iditarod. And Mason's going to go ahead and pass these out to you now with some chocolates in appreciation to all of you. We've been working really hard. Every February, I would go ahead and pass it up to the front. Yeah.
Do you want me to help you with chocolate?
That would be great. And so they organized the challenge. They came up with the topic this year. They wanted to try something new. In the past, we've done Harry Potter. And now we're working on the Iditarod, which is based on our great race in Alaska, the Iditarod. So kindergartners are mushing through the trail with fifth grade. We have first and fourth, second and third on mushing teams. And we have Bluey and characters who are representing their teams. So students are mushing along the northern trail this year. And we're sort of preparing and learning about the Iditarod as we go. Reading to get to each checkpoint. So if you turn to the third page in your packet, there's a map, and you can track your reading on the checkpoint of the different points that you can move to and mush through Alaska to Nome. And you've got to read to get there. So it's reading and it's also mushing. So our goal is to get to Nome, and we're hoping to do that before the actual Iditarod starts. Each class is teamed up with a dog sled of Bluey characters, as I said earlier, and once the races are complete, we will be watching the Iditarod kick off live. Well, it probably won't be live, it'll be recorded from Anchorage and then Fairbanks on March 7th. So it'll be fun to really see it happen in person. Mason has a few things he'd like to say.
My name is Mason Spann. I am the vice president this year. We appreciate the time you spend thinking about our schools and our future. Thank you for supporting Stedman Student Council.
Thank you so much. And if Talia shows up, maybe we can have her say a few words as well.
Okay.
Thank you all
so much.
Thank you, Mason.
This looks quite fun. Okay. All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Superintendent.
Well, this makes sense now as to when I was walking the elementary building yesterday and today on each of the teachers' doors, I talked about how much each class had read. Now it all comes together. So you hopefully have had a chance to read my report. I'll just quickly highlight. I did spend last week in Nashville. It was a long week, but a very professionally engaging, productive week. And I did end up graduating with my National Superintendent Certification.
Congratulations.
So it's, yeah, thank you. And it was a bigger deal than I thought it was. Like, I was humbled to be among just eight, or I thought it was 18, but it was actually 20 other graduates in the nation. And then the National Superintendency Conference fell right behind it on the next day. And so being there and then realizing I was in this room with 2,000 plus superintendents from across the nation and just thinking, oh, there were like 20 of us that just received this certification and walked across the stage. So it's, I appreciate the opportunity and the RIT background being able to help support my doing that work. And, you know, kudos again to Erica for just having faith in the grant for the district, because she was the one that got us going in that grant. Roof project, I talked to CBC just yesterday, and again, we're still just waiting on those vents to arrive. The latest update is they should be here either on Saturday or Monday's barge. And assuming the weather is good, they need 3 or 4 days, and then they'll be able to be done. And tonight you'll get to, hopefully, the recommendation is that you approve the contract for us to work with Sampson Electric for phase two of our security upgrades, and that's the replacement of some of those exterior doors that are code deficient, as well as then the electronic fobbing of key exterior doors and a district-wide intercom and lockdown system. And then it will also be the fobbing of some of our key high-use traffic doors inside buildings. So the library, the gymnasium, the auditorium, in this particular building, some of the classrooms that teams tend to stay in, so that when we do have user groups, we can issue them the electronic fob access rather than a main key or a master key. And that way, if that piece is not returned, it's easier to deactivate and not worry about a lot of people having access to buildings. Shannon will be updating you guys on budgeting aspects, but she's been working hard on it. You guys will get to see the new budgeting tool tonight. Sorry, I have a frog in my throat. So I'll leave that to her. And then also just highlighting the scope of work, you know, the code and condition survey, just really highlighting there's a lot to do, and we recognize that we can't do all things at once, but thank you, Sarah, for being a part of that, and Aaron and Heather and others who have been involved in some of the meetings as we've looked at just what all has to be done and prioritizing what would fit into a capital improvement project that we submit to the state versus what are some of the lower level things or items that we could probably just accomplish locally and with local contractors without having to have this larger process of bidding. The unfortunate news in the last month was this preschool 0.5 ADM funding. With all of the work that Ms. Kahn and the team have done on getting us the conditional acceptance with the state of Alaska for preschool, right now we only have one student who is a general education student. Our other students are all identified under individual education plans. But we were one of four districts that received notice that with the way the state law was written, they didn't have enough funds to provide to all of the districts that got preschools up and running, and so they had to pull back from some districts. And because we are so successful with our students and our testing, they pulled back the funding from us. So the districts that were impacted were Petersburg, Skagway, Valdez, and the Mat-Su.
And it was, I know MatSU was hit well over $300,000. We were just hit by $5,000 because of it just being one student. But that definitely has raised some eyebrows at the legislative level. And so they're working on it. But the state law has some language in there that it's $3 million additional funds, $3 million in additional funds to go to preschool. But the little piece in there that a lot of folks, us, myself included, hadn't read was it was based on last year's expenditure, not last year's budget. So our legislative members, as I talked to them, they were thinking it was $3 million above what had been budgeted. And the way the law was written, the state didn't spend as much as they had budgeted last year, so they only increased it from that $3 million, or by $3 million from that. So that's been an interesting turn of events, and we're just working through it. And thank you to Jamie and Brad and their office, student aides. They are working on inserting the information into the emergency flip charts. So we have 200 of those. They will be in every room. So if you go in the office, you'll see like a sea of papers that they're just stuffing in folders for us. So those should be out maybe within the next week or two. And then Shannon and Cindy have been a part of some Medicaid billing conversations to see if that's something that is feasible for us to pursue through the district. We keep hearing it's pretty arduous and hard. Mm-hmm. But we're going to participate in some professional learning communities to see if it is something that we want to explore for next year. So to be determined yet. And then finally, just congratulations to Carly and her award, the Dean Hamburg Award and the President's Award. Not the hamburger.
It goes with food.
Yes. But just her outstanding work in coordinating and feeding our students in Petersburg. So do you have any questions I can answer?
I do. I noticed on Heather's report that it looks like our preschool is going to almost double next year. Did I read that correctly? So how is that going to handle with the funding? We don't know yet.
It increases another $3 million for the next year. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we would receive, but we don't know that. Because okay. It's yeah. If they don't have enough funding, then it's based off of like the new applicants, like who has the greater need. But.
They determined which districts they pulled from based on the district's index score. And the district's index score is a lot of based on how well you are doing. Testing-wise, attendance, all those factors.
Mm-hmm. But so if it's based off expenditures, if it's doubling, we're spending more, does that help us, in theory, get covered later on?
Based off of state expenditures, their budget. Okay.
Yeah, sorry, I did clarify that better.
We should see an increase. Head Start has had to decrease. Mm-hmm. Overall, I can't remember the reasoning behind the big decrease, because they decreased it at the Clinkett and Haida Central Council level, which went out to all their Head Start sites, and I'm not sure.
Is there down 3 students this year?
Yeah. Yeah. And they had to lower the Petersburg Head Start ratio here.
They changed how their child care funding was put into their budget, and it's now written into their 477 plan, which changes how they can allocate funds. That's probably why.
Okay.
I'm battling it as well.
All right. So I see our other student reps.
Oh, good. Okay. We're going to pause our report and see if Ms. Leia would like to fill us in.
Coming from dance.
Busy girl.
My name is Talia Kroc. I am the student council president this year at Stedman. Tonight, I would like to thank you all for helping our school be a great place to learn and grow. Here are some Valentine grams made by the student council reps.
Well, today I'm passing that out. I just want to mention how strong of a leader that she is in this school. She is amazing, and I think there's great things to come with her. I'm very pleased with her in every way. She shows up on time, she's dedicated,
She has awesome parents, as we know. But she just really is a special kid, and she's led the student council this year in such a way that we've just had a blast. And the kids are learning to read, and we're having kinder buddies, and we're reading together, and just getting excited about all these different projects that we're doing. So she's a great leader, and I hope she'll stick with it as she grows through the years. So thank you all.
Does she roll up to sixth grade
next year?
Don't be a dummy. Thank your school board. Don't be a dumb dumb.
That's not what I said.
I have a history. Okay, now we'll move on to Ms. Gahn, the principal's report.
All right, thank you guys for being here and for volunteering to be here. For us, we have just recognizing our Stedman Students of the Month. We have celebrated four Stedman Students of the Month, and they're just amazing. And they're just, every one of them has something, everyone has something special. These students stood out for different reasons around Stedman Elementary, and so we were able to highlight them. And oftentimes we went into this year thinking we don't recognize the students that are just doing what they need to be doing, you know. So we really wanted to make a big deal and have them stand out and to be part of this Stedman Student of the Month collective. Mm-hmm. And then